Ethnically Ambiguous is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hi, Shireen.
Hi, Anna.
Da ba dee da da doo doo doo. This episode is poopity doo.
Who are we? Where did we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pets? Why were we born? We are Ethnically Ambiguous.
All right, I am recording.
We are recording. Wow, we are recording.
Wow.
This took a minute to set up, and God bless Zach, our engineer and Anna's partner, because he helped me figure out how to set up this mic that my friend has, because I'm in Portland right now. Wow.
Wow.
The mic is literally in a empty tissue box, so it can stand up, if that's a visual for anybody.
And all tissues sourced Shireen's nose.
Yep, exactly. There's always a tissue or three on me at all times. How have you been? What's LA? How's LA without me?
That's been okay.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah. Look, nothing exciting ever happens in my life. I am boring.
I mean, I think I'm boring all the time, but I really think what it comes down to is
murder. You're right, Shireen.
Yeah, it always comes down to murder. No, I really like it up here. I've been wanting to live here for like 5 years, but my mom, honestly, the reason why is that my mom always guilt trips me to stay close to where they are. But I really love it. And this time of year is really, really perfect. The leaves and everything is so beautiful and red and yellow and God, I love it up here. So many forests. I just came back from a hike in a forest, which was really nice. Yeah, I don't want to go back to reality.
I have interesting thoughts on Portland.
Tell me, please. You've definitely been here more than I have.
I've been there a lot, probably like over 10 times in my life. I used to go there a lot for the Bridgetown Comedy Festival.
Right.
Run by comedian Andy Wood. Great festival. Very fun. I've just been there because I had a friend who lived up there for a while. I went up there to do a live Daily Zeitgeist.
What are your thoughts after all these times that you've been?
Look, Portland's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think they harp on a little too much about being weird? Yes.
See, I haven't gotten the weird. Maybe my friend is just really low key, but the only thing I've got, like, unless you go to a weird neighborhood, like, I've definitely seen some weird ass Portland neighborhoods. Like this one, there was like a cafe that was like a pet cafe and someone had a bird and their cat and this iguana. It was just, that's weird. So that's, I will give you that. That's like in a certain neighborhood. Maybe I'm in denial that all of those things exist, but I like it here.
No, I mean, yeah. Look, I know I'm shading Portland technically, and what's the point of saying no shade to Portland? Because I am just shading it casually. I mean, like, I guess I'm just like, I like the green, but I don't like the industrial choice of artwork and the calf tattoos, the large calf tattoos that seem to go.
Oh, I need to pay more attention. I think it's too cold for me to see people's legs here.
I think I've
right
just
now.
Been too many times, and I'm just hyper aware of what Portland is like. I don't like those little bike caps. Look, I'm just like a very specific type of person, and I get very annoyed easily with like certain aesthetics if I feel like people are trying to shove it in my face. It's kind of like how I feel about, what's a good example? I'm trying to think of another place that I have this sort of energy towards.
Another place that you don't like? Let's see.
Oh, I don't know. Actually, Portland. Well, sometimes I'm like, Austin, give it up.
I haven't been to Austin. I would imagine Austin is weirder. I think I would not like Austin as much as Portland.
You would love Austin. It's in Texas, so it's not as weird as Portland. That's the other thing. Portland has like white supremacy energy because it's in Oregon. Maybe I mean, yeah, Texas does too, but Austin seems to maybe shield you from it because of the whole like Southern charm vibe. I'm about to get, my mentions are about to be destroyed. I mean, but these are just the dumb California Valley girl thoughts on the world, okay? Like, stop being such haters. Like, I'm the ultimate hater and I'm allowed to hate. It's my podcast.
I'm one of those annoying people that hates on LA all the time because maybe I've just been there too long and I don't like it as much as I don't like it more than I do like it a lot of times, unless I remember that it's beautiful when like I'm out somewhere or like something cute happens. And I totally feel you on like the whiteness, because it's definitely in a weird ass place. But no, I like the idea of just like literally living in a forest. Like, you drive 15 minutes and you are surrounded by trees. Like, I feel like they just carved out this place in the forest. And I just really like that. Obviously, I don't know enough about it, but it is weird that you can't get out of your car to fill gas. It's the only state that still does that. Oregon.
Yeah. But it's fun, it's just, right?
It's fun.
I like it when they come to your door and they're like, cash or credit. And you're like, honey, whatever you please.
Yeah, it feels very old timey. It's cute.
Yeah, no, I like it. You know, more jobs for people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's something about like not having to pump my own gas. Maybe it's the bourgeois quality of my personality, where I just want to sit in my car
you
while
want
someone
to be served.
Else pumps my gas, if you know what I mean. That was a sex joke.
That was, oh God, I totally missed that. I am so sad and alone. I'm not. Hmm. I'm alone, but I'm fine. Yeah, I don't know. I have dreams of living here. I've had so many dreams of living in New York since like the dawn of time. But for whatever reason, it's really hard for me to like truly uproot myself. And I've been in LA for so long and it almost feels impossible. But I want to get over that. I don't want to be a fucking baby. I don't know. I wish I was someone that can move easily. Like, you know what I mean? I think I have so many things that I feel like I'm stuck.
I thought you meant like physically like move, not like move areas.
Oh, you mean like walking?
Yeah, I was like, I don't get it. Like, you seem like you're fine.
No.
Do you really mean like emotionally?
The whole time I was talking, you were like, what is she?
I don't know why, but it didn't make sense to me for a second. But you know what? I'm kind of slow today because I've had a lot of work to do.
How was your day? Was it, well, you said it was boring, but I'm sure something happened that was interesting.
Zach's contact orders came in the mail. Like, I don't know. Like, not as excited a cucumber
Zach
sandwich.
Can see.
Yeah, no, I literally do nothing except for work, consider dying.
Did you say cucumber sandwich earlier?
Yes, I did make a cucumber sandwich.
I love a cucumber sandwich.
Oh my God. Chef's
kiss. Lebne or like the, what do you use in it? Like, we use like a weird yogurt Arab style. Or are you talking about those little tea?
Yeah, no, I use onion and chive cream cheese on a piece of bread, and then I put cucumbers on them.
That's exactly the same thing, but just a different type of cheese form. So yeah. I approve.
So similar concept, mm-hmm. But yeah. And then I cut them into small little squares.
I love that tea sandwich vibe.
Yeah, and then I throw myself off a bridge.
Okay, yeah, that's a logical order of events.
Then I don't poop for 2 weeks. It's perfect. By the way, I've had a period for 3 weeks. Go ahead.
Wait, really?
No,
do you want to talk about that?
It's been going on for longer than it's ever gone on for. And I'm starting to be like, all right, wrap it up.
Oh,
what
no.
is this? I'm just spotting nonstop. I know.
That's
sorry.
So
TMI. This bitch got health problems. But you know what? I've just needed to stop.
But also, no one should be grossed out by normal bodily functions at this point. Just grow up if that was like cringe for you.
Unless, what if there was poop coming out of my vagina? That's pretty
that
gross.
Is not good.
Exactly. So you could be grossed out about that.
That's not a normal bodily function.
But if it did, you guys would be like, go to a doctor. And I would. I would go to a doctor. To be clear.
Of course you would.
Fake doctor. I'm sorry. Okay, I was trying to be gross. I was trying to go too far.
You can gross me out that easily, but you probably can gross other people out. Remember that maybe I shouldn't say that bit we always would laugh about? Like,
is it the one
ago?
Where I start vomiting, you start vomiting? Or no, wait, what is it? And then I start shitting and then, wait, no, what is it?
I remember. It's like when someone throws up, you throw up, right?
Yeah.
So if You have diarrhea. I get grossed out. I throw up. You're grossed out by my throw up, so you throw up. And then somehow I also get diarrhea because I ate something. I don't remember the end part, but
that's so funny. That's
it made us laugh
me.
For literal years.
Yeah, that's so nasty. Why is that our bits? Our bits when we're together are like, we will get so sick.
Yeah, our bits are just like 12-year-old boys like thinking poop is still amusing.
That's so funny.
So stupid.
I still got it. That joke still got
it. It's good. It's really good.
I apologize.
Because in my mind, when I imagine it, it's
nasty.
So panicked.
It's nasty, too.
But the panicked actions are what makes me laugh so hard. Like, I imagine for whatever reason, we get out of a car, you know? Like, it's like, pull over. And it's like this hectic thing where it's just like this physical comedy scene where there's just things spurting out.
There's nothing to stop us.
Yeah. Well, I'm really sorry to our listeners. I think that's very disgusting. But welcome to our brains. And
please, these people will pay money. To be a fly on the wall of our joke rooms.
That joke must be at least 6 years old, if not more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it wild?
The idea.
I mean, I don't understand how time works, but the fact that I just said 7 years blows my mind. And that's the only thing that's stuck is the poop joke. Okay. Well, let's pivot to save our listeners any trauma. Ooh, I did want to mention that here in Portland, and a previous guest of the show, Gabriel, he mentioned this Palestinian market called Jerusalem Rose. Uh-huh. And just coincidentally, the person I'm crashing at, she's like a block away from it.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it's really, really cute. It opened in May, so it's like relatively new. And you walk inside and it smells just like your grandma's house or something. You know what I mean? Like very... I don't know, Middle Eastern, it's like Orientalist, but you know what I mean. Like a Persian home or an Arab home, and they have all these imports like za'atar or Aleppo pepper and all these things like that can be in an Arabic store, but it's like select. Yeah, it's just really, really cute. And the owner, his name is Ramsey, him and his mom started the shop, and the name Jerusalem Rose is her, essentially. Like his mom is the Jerusalem Rose. And she makes all the prepared food because there's like to-go food. And then there's like sometimes there's other pastries and stuff. And she makes all the food. I was offered Turkish coffee when I went in. Obviously, I said yes. It was just really, really cute. And if you look it up, I would highly recommend. There have been some articles about it. But there's family photos on the walls that are so, so precious. Like from the old, the homeland, you know. And you can just tell there's a lot of love in that place. And... I got a little handmade candle. They have this. They had a section where it was like stuff that was made by Swana artists in the local area. Uh-huh. And I got this adorable ceramic little candle, and it has cardamom oil, cloves, and yeah, it has these like essential, beautiful scents that I love. And anyway, I just wanted to shout out Jerusalem Rose. Go check it out if you're ever in Portland. They also sell like a lot of like Free Palestine like signs and just like things to put in your house or just like rep shirts. Just support them. They are really cool. And I'm just happy they exist.
That's cool.
Ooh, last thing. They have a plant-based like no allergen thing. Well, maybe if you're nuts. I'm not sure about that. A rose water pistachio popsicle. Oh. It is unreal.
I could fuck with that.
Yeah, it's really good. Anyway, that's my recommendation.
That sounds good. I'll have to check it out if I ever make the choice to go back to Portland.
If they'll have you after what you said.
I'll kill everybody.
Oh, no. Do you want to know what really sucks? Is that last week I got an alert that my return flight had changed. And I didn't really read the email that closely, but I was like, okay, whatever. It looks like it's a little bit later than anticipated. Mm-hmm. Well, I found out yesterday that instead of having a direct flight to LA, I'm stopping in Salt Lake City for an hour and then going to LA. Like, a trip that can take you an hour and a half direct is going to take me like 5 hours. I don't know why they changed it.
Okay, first of all, you need to hit them up and be like,
But I feel like I should have hit them up, like way when I got the email, right? Like I didn't even really read the email. I just thought it was just like, your flight is a little bit later. You know what I mean?
What's the airline?
Delta. Yeah.
Now, did you get trip protection?
I did.
Okay, honey, then you need to be protecting that trip then.
Yeah, I need to get on that. Also, it was the first, this is the first time I'd ever been on a plane since 2019. And back in 2019, I like did the whole global entry process because I was supposed to go to Japan in 2020. So I was like, this is going to be easy for international travel. And I was able to use it for the first time for TSA PreCheck. So that was the only perk of having that card for over 2 years or
whatever
it's been.
Global PreCheck is also TSA?
Yeah, it's included.
That's good.
Yeah.
Two for one.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little bit of a bummer that I haven't been able to use it this whole time.
You have time. How long? It's like 10 years, right? Or whatever?
It's like 5 years. I think it's five.
Oh. Ooh. But I know my TSA PreCheck. I need to renew that shit. So.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know how travel is going to go, but global entry seems useful. Then again, I haven't used it globally, so I don't know. But I'm just really mad that I'm going to spend 5 hours traveling to LA. I guess I can just like write in my journal or some shit, whatever.
I think you need to hit up Delta and be like, honey, fix that shit. Oh, I think my pre-check expires next year. Better re-enroll.
Ooh, get on
honey.
That. Yeah, get on that. Should we take a little break?
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll be right back. We'll do some housekeeping. We'll renew all our thingies. And yeah, BRB. And we're back. What else? What else? What else?
Okay, movies. Have you seen any movies or shows that have stayed with you?
Reservation Dogs?
Have you watched? Not seen that.
You would love.
I need to get on that. Succession's back, which is exciting.
Oh my God. First ep. Am I right?
Yeah. So good. Who's your favorite character to watch? Or like a couple. I don't have an eighth. I have maybe like three favorites to watch.
Oh my God. That's the hardest question you've ever asked me.
Well, okay. I'll start then. Okay. I really like Roman. Mm-hmm. I love Greg. Mm-hmm. And probably... those are my top two for sure. And Tom, I really hated him when the first season, but now he's grown on me. So maybe he's number three. But okay. Definitely Roman and Greg. Roman is just, he has the best lines. You know what I mean? Like the best one-liners. And he delivers them perfectly.
Yeah, I think tops are Greg, Tom. Greg in that first episode, when he's trying to describe what's going on Twitter was really killing me.
Oh my God,
like, there's a lot. The internet is a big place. I am looking at it.
Yeah. Like,
he's so crazy. I can't handle it. He's so wild and in over his head. The concept of Cousin Greg is really funny.
It's really funny also because he's like a giant. Like he is a very tall person. And so to have like a fumbling personality for this like very like, you know what I mean? Like someone of stature is really amusing to me because it's like little mouse energy and like in a cat form kind of, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah. He's just out of his goddamn, like everything about it is like, you're fucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Succession.
Tom.
Thank God you're back.
Cause Tom is also in over his head.
Mm-hmm. But he really grew on me in the beginning for whatever, like the first half of season one, I was like, fuck this guy. But the more buddy-buddy him and Greg became, the more it was fun to watch. Like that water bottle scene where he's like chucking water bottles at Greg was very funny to me.
Yeah.
And they're in like a panic room or something. That panic room whole bit was very, very amusing.
I mean, just his bachelor party.
Mm-hmm.
Just him. Well, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but maybe you guys should go watch. But the incident where he swallows his own cum, basically.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
It's so funny. Honestly, that shit is the funniest thing I've ever heard. The way they're all like, wait, you did what? Mm-hmm. And he's like literally struggling the whole time. I'm like, no, it wasn't. Yeah. And then just like realizing it as it came to, that shit's funny. They really like, I don't know, they nailed the like very dry humor so well.
Yeah, they really, really did. I love it. Also, I'm always like so impressed because the actor who plays Tom is English.
It's the guy.
His American accent is impeccable.
It's the guy from the original Pride and Prejudice with, well, not the original, but the more recent old Pride and Prejudice with Keira Knightley.
That's
he
him?
Plays Darcy or whatever. Yeah, that's why it's so weird. You're like, damn, the range on this guy.
Wait, I've seen that one with Keira Knightley.
Yeah, that's him. That's him.
Oh my God. I need to look up a photo. That is so amusing.
Go look at him then and look at him now. And you're like, honey,
I really thought range. This was the first time I'd seen him in a show, like in anything. That's so interesting.
No, he's been around the block, but he is an actor, if you will. So,
yeah, professional transformation. That's how you know he's good. He's a completely different person. I didn't even recognize him. Not that I remember that movie very well.
What else? You gonna watch Dune?
I want to see Dune, but I haven't seen the first one. I really want to see the first one, even though it's like a million hours long. Well,
wait,
the new one's also a million hours long.
You watch? You don't. They're not connected, right?
I just meant the first version of it. Like, I want to watch the original because I don't know anything about it. And I kind of like going into movies that way. But I'm not sure if it's essential. I don't know. I've always been meaning to watch the old one. And so maybe this is like the perfect opportunity to. But maybe I should watch the second one first. And what I mean first and second, I know they're not sequels. I just mean like the old one and the new one. But have you seen the old one?
No, I would never. Too sci-fi. But
oh,
I'll watch
really?
This new one because, I don't know, I live in a society and I'm kind of forced to contribute to cultural discussions. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's probably why I'll watch it.
Dune is interesting because, again, this is someone that doesn't know a lot about it, but there are a lot of, from what I understand, because they're like in a desert and it's sandy and stuff, like Middle Eastern or Swana influence into this aesthetic. And I'm curious how they do that in this new one. But yeah, maybe I'll just see the new one first.
Oh, God. Sorry. Zach just sent me a news article that says Tufts lacrosse player Maddie Nickpon, 20, dies after accident at hot dog eating contest. What in
what?
God's name is happening?
That's like an ad lib sentence.
I think she choked, unfortunately.
That's really sad. Why do we still have those around right now? Is that really necessary? That's really
what
sad.
What the hell? They performed extensive life-saving procedures. Jesus. Okay, so this is all because I like to eat hot dogs and
they're delicious.
And Zach is convinced me. He's trying to convince me not to eat hot dogs because he's like, you're dying. And I'm like, look, that's fine.
If anyone's dying from hot dog, it's Jamie Loftus. I think you're good.
Yeah, let's not put that energy out in the air. Shireen. She's writing.
No, I don't mean she makes jokes about it on Twitter all the time. I admire how many hot dogs she eats. I think it's incredible. And she always posts pictures of them and they all look so good. Not that I would eat most of them because
apparently
I don't eat meat.
There was an article, which again, I don't know where Zach gets his sources, that you lose 30 days of life with every hot dog you eat.
Okay, I don't know how they would ever calculate that. That is not true. It's the same thing as like each cigarette is like 7 minutes of your life or whatever that thing was. There's no way to accurately.
I like to think that every hot dog, I'm like, take me, take me.
Another month down the drain.
I just like, you know what? That's fine in my opinion.
Yeah.
Take me as far as you can.
What else is there?
Truly, what else is there? What am I living for here that you guys are also obsessed with me continuing to live and not enjoy hot dogs every once in a while?
Gosh.
Gee willikers, well, just like you said.
Gee willikers.
Anyway, sorry to disrupt. What were we talking about before that?
We were talking about movies and shows.
Dune. Yeah. Love Dune. Haven't seen it yet.
I mean, it looks very pretty. So that's one thing going for it. Aesthetics.
Oh, that's right. You were saying Middle Eastern aesthetics. Got it.
But who knows if they teeter on appropriation, you know? Again, if you've seen it out there, people, I haven't seen it. Please don't jump on
me. You think they're
appropriating? I don't like to be jumped on. I don't know. I saw a thread that was like debating whether or not it was appropriation.
Fascinating.
Yeah. But I haven't seen most of the aesthetics. And I also, maybe the first one was more questionable. Again, haven't seen either.
I'm always so fascinated by appropriation, like how it's done.
Yeah. it used to be so explicit, you know what I mean? Like, but I think it's gotten a little bit more subtle over the years.
I love subtle appropriation personally.
It just goes under the radar. It's strange. I don't know. I can't think of an example of what I mean, but like Ishtar. Have you seen that movie? Or no, wait, is that the movie I'm thinking of? Lawrence of Arabia. You know what I mean? Like that.
I've never seen Lawrence of Arabia. Which one is that? Is that the...
Actually, no. Is that the one with Omar Sharif? I love Omar Sharif.
I think it is, honey. You did a whole episode on him, so you better watch your tongue, honey.
I love him, but there's also some appropriation with like a white guy wearing like Middle Eastern clothing. Like the main character, what's his face? I don't remember the actor's name. But like Omar Sharif's character is the best character by far. But it's also strange to have like this white lead pretend he's, I don't know. Maybe I'm just talking out of my butt.
Wait, I thought Omar Sharif was like Egyptian or something.
Yeah, he is. But he's not the lead in the movie.
Oh, got it.
White guy is. I can't remember his name, like some famous oldie actor. When I hear his name, I'm probably going to be like, ugh, I should have remembered that. But you know what? I don't fucking care.
I honestly don't recall anything. Have I seen that movie?
I don't think you have.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go on the record saying, no, you have not.
Well, I'm going to Google image it and see if I recognize everything.
It's very recognizable, like posters.
I know nothing. I really recommend you go watch Reservation Dogs. It's on Hulu. Mm-hmm. Hop to it.
I will. Yeah. This is not the first time you've recommended it to me. I have to really get on.
Do you watch What We Do in the Shadows?
I haven't seen the new season yet, the newest. I know. I'm behind on a bunch of stuff.
In the most recent episode, they're celebrating Nandor because it's the day that he like became whatever king of his time back in the day. And mm-hmm. So they do an Iranian version of the theme song. So it's all in Farsi. Oh my God.
Oh, I saw you like, tweet about that. That's so cool.
Now this is going to come out years later. So go back in time and watch that. I was so excited.
That's really, really cool of them to do. Also, just because, like, the actor is literally Persian, it's good to just, like, pay homage to culture.
Yeah.
Nandor. That's really exciting.
So funny. And sorry to brag, but I produced the show of one of the EP/directors of Shadows. I produce his podcast. And so I had to talk to him about it. And he said they created that song specifically for that episode.
Wait, can you not name who he is?
Inside baseball, you guys. That's what this industry is like. Ah! I'm famous.
What's the podcast?
Just joking. No, it's just this is important with Kyle. Kyle Nojek.
Oh, didn't realize.
You know, he just works on that. It's not that wild. I just was like, Kyle, it was in Farsi. And he was like, yeah.
But I mean, like the fact, your reaction.
I shrieked at him.
That's good. I like that. They should realize, like, that's the effect it had on
I know.
Persian people.
I mean, that's the thing. We're all like, representation this. Representation that. It matters. I love the idea of mocking ourselves.
I need representation to feel like I belong.
I really wish this was a video because the faces you make when you're saying these weird impressions of ourselves are hilarious.
Don't you understand? I've never seen myself on TV before.
You like do a bobblehead thing with your head and you...
I like the idea of mocking us.
Hey, like, I'm all about self-deprecating humor.
Full circle, we're like, do you not feel represented? I'm sorry. This is the right. This is when we turn into the Joe Rogan of Ethnically Ambiguous.
Oh, God. What I'm just saying. Mean?
You can't say anything these days.
Oh, my God.
You can't even acknowledge you haven't been represented these days. Oh, my God.
Wow, the Joe Rogan of Ethnically Ambiguous. That's kind of like a thing to reach for, you know? Like,
let me guess. Where am I from? Okay. I don't know. I don't know where that was going.
Wow. I love that little interlude of more Anna voices. I love an Anna voice.
Our whole show should be just us mocking us.
Hmm. I want to be represented.
Oh, I bet you do want to see yourself on television so you can feel like you belong in some sense and you don't have to feel so alone in the darkness of your own world all the time because your parents don't acknowledge emotions.
I have childhood trauma. Have you heard of it? It's like the most like sad things ever, too. I think that would be really funny in that voice.
Oh, like, do your parents always just tell you to be happy regardless of how you feel on the inside and the lack of control you have over your depression and mental health? Oh, shouldn't you just be happy you have a roof over your head?
Yeah. And
is it getting too real?
No, yeah. I'm like, I want to say the things I want to say, but they're so sad. My biggest fear is the reality that I might not be lovable. Like, that's really sad to admit. That's funny. Every time we're in a mopey, down on ourselves mood, we can just say it in that voice and immediately feel a little better because it sounds ridiculous.
Oh, do you just want your country to stop being bombed and taken over by America?
Maybe not that one. I don't know if it works for that.
Oh, but are you so tired of your little country being sanctioned?
Your little country.
You're like, yes, I.
Your little desert. God, these voices are bad.
Here's the thing. Here's how we stop the critics. We become our own critics. We beat them to the punch.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
They can't hurt us if we hurt ourselves first.
This is an episode where you just listen to us spiral into mania. Yeah, that's, Shireen, good idea.
That is a great slogan for this movement. You can't hurt us if we hurt ourselves first. Come on.
And this...
I called it a movement just
now. Yeah, and like, guys, yes, this is all there is.
What if this podcast was all a ploy to just like start a cult?
Let's be real. This podcast was just a ploy to get free stuff, honey. Didn't work out.
We haven't had that in a while, though.
Yeah, we did not work out.
Lots of free stuff.
I guess we were all trying to be like, don't worry, guys. You're not alone in the fact that you also want free stuff. Ace, don't bark.
Ugh. Oh, wow.
Kids, am I right? They're always barking.
Barking. Oh, I really want... I mean, I always say this, but I need to get a cat. I think I would be happy with a cat.
Do you?
Do I think
that? Do you think you'd be happy with a cat?
I love cats.
Do you love cats? Sorry, I'm just trying to create
content. Everything I say is like an interrogation.
You know me. I'm just trying to create content, always.
I mean, yeah, I admire you for it. I'm glad that you're, like, up today because I can already, like, you could probably tell, listener, that, like, I'm kind of flat. So I appreciate the
she's flatlining.
The hype up. I'm
flatlining. Is there a doctor that
has? Have you seen that movie, Flatliners?
No, but I actually recall what you're talking about. It's Elliot Page, right?
Wait, I thought there was an older one. Oh, wait, hold on. I need to look this up.
I thought, isn't that the one with Elliot Page and they like get to the point where they flatline and then you have to bring them back, but then they like open a portal into like hell or something?
Yeah. So there's a 1990 film that is, I don't think I've seen the Elliot Page one, but the 1990 film is so wild because it's just like, yeah, that concept of like you go into a different, is it dreams or a dimension? I don't remember, but you have to flatline first to go into this thing. And like, at least in the first one, there's like a doctor character who like starts it off, I think. And it's very fascinating. It's like what Inception tried to be. I'm just kidding. Inception's fine.
It's what Inception was like wanted to be, but like there's such wannabes, they couldn't do it.
There are a lot of movies I've only seen once that I really think I need to rewatch just because my memory.
You would never. A rewatch?
But like, some people rewatch something so much and other people just see it one time. I'm more of the one-time person, which is weird because I like a lot of movies, but I never think I want to see them again. I don't know why. It's like I know everything's going to happen, so what's the point? But the whole point is that you might learn something new. So you know what? I need to rewatch some stuff when I want to rewatch them. Like Point Break. I had never seen Point Break in a theater before, and they were showing it a screening like last month. And that was an amazing time. I hadn't seen it in so long. I was still surprised about some stuff. So anyway, this is the most useless tangent that I'm going to end right now and take our second break. We'll be right back.
And we're back. Point Break, one of Engineer Zach's favorite movies.
Same.
I have
walked. It's a perfect film.
Into the living room to find Zach passed out while it's on the TV. Give or take 6 million times. His obsession with Keanu Reeves is destroying his family.
Understandable. I love that movie. It is so fucking fun. And I love Keanu so much. We'll watch anything for Keanu.
We've run out of money because Zach has bought so much Keanu Reeves memorabilia.
Every copy of Point Break ever.
I like the idea of a family being destroyed over Keanu Reeves.
An obsession, like just the most obsessive behavior. Just all the money goes to like a life-size cutout or something. Like all these like ridiculous things.
We own every actual suit from every John Wick movie.
That's very expensive.
That Keanu has done. And we have wax figurines of Keanu to put those suits on.
That is disgusting. Okay.
We don't have a bathroom anymore because we have renovated it to just be a Keanu room.
Do you think you can light a wax figure like a candle?
Oh, Zach just texted me, Keanu only makes family stronger. Yeah, probably if you put a wick in it. Yeah, you could probably light it.
Yeah,
it's wax. I don't think candles, wax candles, and wax figurines are too different. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's a really good, hey, there should be a wax figurine meant to be a candle thing. Like, there's like a wick out of their head and slowly
a John
just
Wick.
Like, just, oh my God. Oh my God.
Write this down. A John Wick candle. Write that down. Dude, we're about to be millionaires.
That is money.
You can start the Etsy page.
Please give me money, money, money. Honestly, like, come on. That is pretty genius. And it starts with John Wick. And then it can be anybody.
Wait, for this already exists. There's no way we just thought of that. Like, let's see. John Wick candle.
What did you find?
Well, he has one of those, like...
Someone's going to steal our idea because this is a podcast. We're sharing my idea to the world.
By law, we are legally trademarking verbally.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
Copyright everything on... I mean, if it's out there, there's proof that we made it up, right? So there's that. We can just release the receipts if someone comes for us.
Unfortunately, I think it's been done.
Fuck.
Based off what I'm seeing on the internet.
Motherfucker. Okay, well.
All right, Zach, erase it. I know I told you to write down, but you can erase
He's
it.
He's just like always in the corner, like on with like taking notes at your will, like at your intern.
Yeah. It's just a whiteboard. Let's just wipe it off. Well.
With a sleeve. Oh, wow. What a fun.
That was a real highs high. Now we're back to a low, low.
Yeah.
That was tough. We went from millionaires to nothing in seconds.
That is tragic. Money would make everything so easy. Like, I was thinking, like, money gives you the luxury of not having to make a choice. Like, for example, if I had money, I wouldn't have to decide between having a place in LA or in New York or in Portland. I could have them all and travel freely within them. You know what I mean? Like, I can buy my family's home in Syria. You know what I mean? Like, money gives you the privilege. That's what I came to this weird realization. It's like the privilege of not needing to make a choice. I don't know. Maybe I'm just really bad at making choices or decisions. Money, money, money. Maybe if we say money enough, it'll just manifest itself. Money, money, money.
Clearly you don't
money,
have enough money. Citrine crystals.
You actually, did you give it to me? I think you gave me one or you told me about them, then I got one. I remember when you taught me about those.
Did I?
I don't know. Maybe I'm misremembering.
But... No, I probably did. I'm kind of a genius like that. No, I do remember though, I was like almost brainwashed because I got this like really massive citrine crystal. Mm-hmm. Right before I came into a lot of money, aka I got a really good job, and then I was like,
it was you.
But then I was like, wait, no, I've been working really hard.
Hey, it could be both.
And not like, I didn't mean like I came into a ton of money like my great uncle Steven died. I meant like I just got a good job and it gave me good prospects in life.
Yeah, hey, that's incredible. Whatever
but
works.
That also is because I hustled my goddamn ass off. Not this dumb little crystal gave me everything. Just kidding, Crystal. You're great.
No, but you have to take, give yourself some credit, you know?
You got
to
be careful. They can hear.
Oh, man.
I think I just called my crystal.
That's really funny. That's
It's like how all lizards are named
Lizzie.
Are they?
What do you mean? Yeah, they are. I should eat less. No, I just should eat less because when I eat a lot, I get like almost wackadoo during shows because my stomach is so full that I'm just trying to survive. And then it just turns me into a full on like.
I mean, there's somewhere there's a Goldilocks thing in here, you know, don't eat too little and don't eat too much. You have to find your sweet spot when you still feel sane.
You heard that?
Yeah.
She admitted to it. Just joking. I put my finger to my ear as if I had an earpiece. Guys, this is the type of humor you could be seeing, but you never will because I'll never make an effort to make this a video podcast. Shireen?
I mean,
thoughts?
I'll be working to make this video podcast on the other side. So we're going to be at war for
I thought you meant you were going to die and then work on it, like on the other side.
Oh, no. Oh, maybe.
And I was like, what's the point, what's man? Why are you trying
See
you in
so fucking
hard?
Hell, motherfucker. I don't know.
Did we discuss anything on this episode?
No,
I am not 100% sure.
Hey, we got one comment from one person saying they like these episodes, so that means we should keep doing them. I feel like we know who our number one or like top 10 like listeners are, because Ginger's definitely up there. Shout out to Ginger, you are the best.
Shout out Ginger.
Shout out Ginger. Monkey Man Productions, aka DJ, you're up there too. You also you liked the episode where we're just talking, so that's nice. I feel like I should be like reading reviews, but this is the alternative. Okay, this is a nice tweet because I don't know if we have new reviews. I should probably check, but there's someone that tweeted at Ragtime Trains. They said, "Thanks for what you folks do. You have shared so many fantastic life experiences from both you and your guests. Thank you again." Like, what
Thank
a lovely
you.
Thing to go on Twitter and type, you know?
Someone tweeted that at us?
Yeah, it's retweeted.
Huh. Sorry, I don't know anything.
It's okay. A lot has happened. Also, that was on the 12th, so it's been a while.
The 12th?
Of October.
Of October?
It still counts. It still fucking counts.
Hold on. I was in nowhere. I was in LA. No reason. I have no excuse.
No excuse at all.
Kill me. Today is the 21st. I'll tell you guys that now. I'm looking at my calendar.
Today is the 21st.
I have a Cal invite, and the word episode on that calendar invite is misspelled.
Wow. Genius.
That was a little... Hey, guys. See, this is called Inside Look. I'm going to give you a little inside look.
Inside the studio.
Of how I am probably, I mean... maybe one of the greatest producers to have ever lived. And so that's the look, guys. Hey, I'm just like you. Sometimes I misspell episode because I'm writing so fast. That's right. I have to write so fast because I'm so good at my job that I'm so in demand.
That's really humble of you to admit.
So hard being me.
It's so hard.
And yeah, I am the bourgeoisie now. Bourgeoisie. Bourgeoisie.
I only let people fill up my gas for me.
Sometimes when you are the bourgeoisie, you cannot bourgeoisie. Be touching these little bourgeois. Gas pumps. These gas pumps.
I will say something I'm looking forward to is the reason I stay alive each year is persimmon season. Persimmons are my favorite thing on the whole planet. My favorite fruit, my favorite food. I love them so much. I like the little fat ones, the fuyus, I think. Those are the fat ones. I can't wait to just do a persimmon haul and eat so many persimmons.
That is very bourgeoisie of you to be so obsessed with the persimmon.
I mean, kinda, you're right.
Can I just say, I just learned that some members of our executive team were in Paris for the Paris Podcast Festival or some bullshit.
Oh.
I'm like, Paris? Why am I not invited? Am I right? I want to go to Paris.
Yeah, hell yeah. What? They kept it a secret because they're...
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it was a secret. It was just, I don't listen. But I'm not great at, how do you say, reading emails?
But
I wish I was invited.
A podcast can take you to Paris. I would never think that was possible.
I would love to go to Paris. And so I'm just going to put it out. I'm putting this energy out there. Guys, I've been to Paris once. Years ago, and I went with my friends. I remember drinking a lot, Anyway, God, those were the days, man. Yeah, I'm trying to manifest, but this time I don't want to go to Paris like I did when I was 18 and I was drinking a lot because I was staying at a hostel and it was really like, you know, one of those experiences, real Euro trip, hanging out with Australians. They're everywhere in Europe.
Wow. They do travel a lot, it seems like.
Oh my God, Australians are everywhere. And you know what? They're green card hunters, so keep away. Oh, just joking. That's just me insulting my best friend's husband, Joe. Joe, I love you. We all know why you married Jenny. You wanted that green card, and we're on to you. Okay.
You heard it here first.
I'll take that citizenship away from you. Okay. I'm just joking. I love Joe. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's why the only reason I can say stuff like that is because I have a lot of information against him.
Oh my God.
No, but I do want to travel to Paris, not as like a broke teen trying to party. I want to travel like as the bourgeoisie.
I've never been to Paris. It's the city that my mom really wants to visit a lot. So one day I want to take her to fucking Paris, man. She deserves it.
Hey, Shireen, don't bring a hijab. Am I right?
Oh my God.
Racism. Fucking Islamophobia.
Yeah, you are not wrong. You're not wrong at all.
That's sad. This is all very sad. I'm very sorry I brought that up.
It's okay.
Should we talk about ISIS? Bring it up a little? I'm just joking. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's the reality of our existence. It's unfortunate. But I made a film where I was using clips of like the most Islamophobic things that politicians and like people have said.
Yeah.
And so many were people like politicians or like speakers from France. It was so upsetting. But still, like just historically wise and whatever, I just miss traveling so much. And one day I will hop all over Europe. Oh, Greece. Oh, I really want to go to Greece. In South America. South America, maybe I want to go to the most. Maybe Greece and South America because I really want to go to like the most jungly nature parts of like Peru, Machu Picchu. Come on.
Yeah. You gotta go to Machu Picchu and you gotta do some ayahuasca.
I mean, I would want to very much.
Didn't your sister go to Peru and you were like all hurt?
Well, yeah, because
sorry to bring that up like that. That was dumb as hell. And you were like all hurt and being really petty about it.
I'm still kind of petty about it because literally our plan was to go together. And then before I know it, she has tickets booked with her fucking high school friends.
I love this. I love getting messy.
That was supposed to be like our fucking thing. Whatever.
Yeah, you should hear what she said about you, though.
Oh, no. But she had a fine time, I suppose.
Giselle and Robin from Real Housewives of Potomac have a podcast with this network. And they were on the speaker series, the iHeart speaker series this morning with Connell. And I was like, so like, Connell is not getting messy enough right now.
Wait, is this part of the show still?
Yeah.
Oh, can we talk about Connell?
What do you mean? He's a human being. I mean, what are we saying? I'm just saying, okay, Connell is the head of our company or whatever. He's head of podcasting, whatever.
You said it so casually. I was just wondering. You said it so casually. I was like,
no, there's not a Connell.
Listeners are listening.
There's not a Connell embargo. We can acknowledge who that he exists. There's someone has to run the show, guys. It's him. This iHeart doesn't just float on through.
No,
there's a series of executive team members who make sure everything happens. Connell is the top dog. I'm just saying, I was watching him and I was thinking, you gotta get messier, Connell. You're with Giselle and Robin. Their show is called Reasonably Shady. Like, honey, bring
Spill the shade.
I was literally like, honey, are you not trying to get a potential Friends of role on the show? Oh my God.
You're blowing it.
That's my dream. My dream is to be a Friends of a Real Housewife who can't really handle how intense things gets and always while sipping a drink looks at the camera. That's my dream. To just be like
that guy from Justin from the other season of The Bachelorette, which was like the only one I've seen in a while.
Yeah, because, Justin with his eyes. Yeah, he was good because he was always making faces like, this shit's crazy.
Yeah.
And it is. I'm sure it's even wilder when you're there and you're being like, how did these people think it's okay to act like that?
I've seen you in public. I've been in public. And I feel
like we are
those people that are like side-eyeing each other when like something strange happens.
Yeah, that's like all I live for. I'm always looking at a camera that's not there. I'm always like...
Yeah, same. like searching for someone to make eye contact with. And if not, it's myself.
Zach's like, you're staring at a wall. I'm like...
There's a camera.
Like, no, I'm breaking the fourth wall and looking at the audience because of how absurd this situation is.
Yeah. Yeah, Zach, there is a wall, the fourth wall, and I'm breaking it. Okay, that was a funny thing to end on. I think I can't get funnier than that today. So
that's messy. Wow, she's throwing shade at herself. Can't wait to see you at the reunion of Ethnically Ambiguous.
The reunion episode.
Yeah, let's do a reunion. We'll just have Andy Cohen host it. And he's like, why am I here? I'm like, did you hear what Shireen said?
He's like, who is Shireen? Please let me go.
He's like, wait, it's just the two of you all the time. What is this? This is basically
every
the
single
reunion.
Guest we've ever had on in the audience.
That's what we should do. If we ever stop doing EA, we should do a reunion episode where it's just the two of us and we talk shit about every guest we've ever had. Even if it's like completely unnecessary, I think we just start ripping everyone to shreds for no reason.
I would genuinely love that.
We'll just roast every single one like...
It's the most recent episode.
All right. Look, he, as soon as the cameras were off, he was so messy. That wasn't good enough. That would have made the cut.
Enough. I told you I wasn't going to get funnier than what I already said.
I know. We need rewrites.
It went downhill. I'm going to wrap us out. Are you ready to wrap us out of here?
Am I ready?
Do we need one more break or can we just get away with this?
No, end this goddamn show. What, are we going to take a break, come back and say we're done?
I don't know. The overlords at fucking capitalistic iHeart, whatever the shit. Anyway.
Whoa. You can't say that. Just joking. Go for it. That's where I draw the line.
This is the last episode you see me. Yeah, it's just like
Shireen's been replaced. Her replacement is an algorithm funded by Boeing.
Honestly, not too far off. I think that will happen soon.
Yeah. So my algorithm, brought to you by Lockheed Martin. Ethnically Ambiguous is like one of the biggest shows now because it's sponsored by strictly weapon companies.
Like, damn. We really sold out.
Brought to you by Ethnically Ambiguous, where you can learn all about being a person of color. Sponsored by Raytheon.
That's really, really fucked up.
Hey, have you ever experienced being a person of color potentially in the Middle East? Sponsored by Raytheon. We gotta stop.
Yeah, we gotta stop. Anyway, this is Ethnically Ambiguous. It's Ethnically Amb, A-M-B on Twitter, and Ethnically Ambig, A-M-B-I-G on Instagram. I am Shireen. It is Shirohiro on Instagram and Shirohiro666 on Twitter.
I am at Anna Hostnate on Twitter. That's A-R-A-Y-T-H-E-O.
Shut up.
At A Raytheon.
At A Raytheon. You really got him there. You really
at
him
for Anna _ Raytheon. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to everyone.
Okay. Don't apologize. But I do hope this episode wasn't too all over the place and that if you got
what a hope.
But no, I'm serious, listeners. Let us know. We're on the socials all the time. Tweet at us, DM us,
don't
whatever.
Admit
on,
that.
Like, yeah, just we. Actually, only give us feedback if it's nice, which doesn't defeat the point, but I don't give a shit. Anyway, until next time, go touch a tree.
First of all, I don't give a fuck what you do. Just like and subscribe. Tell your friends.
Please.
Ethnically Ambiguous is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.